The Ghosts of Corellia
was the one true song on this album that is an absolute four-way Mastodon collaboration.
Ghosts of Corellia was collectively written by the band, more so than any of the other songs.
Bill came up with the basic like melody of the song.
I mean, that's one of the songs that it took us a while to trim all the fat and just, you know, throw out a few parts here and there, but.
But we really need to put a gong on there. I give the song 9 out of 10 stars right now. We're gonna add that gong tomorrow, and it's gonna be a solid 10 performance. It's the little things.
Ghost of Corellia just took on this whole, I don't know how to describe it. It just captures the exact like thing it was supposed to capture, whatever that might be.
So therefore, it's pretty bizarre.
The essence of emptiness.
Ether.
Sounds like space, and it sounds like,
you know. It's kind of like a spacey.
And heavy. And I took this passage from the Tibetan Book of the Dead, and it says it's the wrathful ones, nine eyes gaze, holding skulls filled and laced with human blood. This is what your soul is witnessing before you're judged.
Yeah, there's like a lot of nice clean acoustic stuff going on in there, and then it gets right to the heavy part. When there's some keyboards coming in with a, it's got a nice cool like break in there with a nice drum stop, guitars going, and then a.
There's a region, it's in Russia that we were in, on this little island with this big old wooden church. They have a sauna there. And the sauna was so hot that people were having heart attacks in there because of the heat. And they didn't think it was because it was too hot. They thought that there's a ghost in there that was killing people. So they put food in there, it just smelled awful. That's where the song title came from.
That's Ghosts. That's a good one of my favorites.